But she would neither eat nor drink, but said to the woodcutter, "Didst thou not say that the child was found in the forest? And was it not 10 years from this day?" And the woodcutter answered, "Yea, it was in the forest that I found him, and it is 10 years from this day." "And what signs didst thou find with him?" she cried. "Bear he not upon his neck a chain of amber? Was not round him a cloak of gold tissue broidered with stars?" "Truly," answered the woodcutter, "it was even as thou sayest." And he took the cloak and the amber chain from the chest where they lay, and showed them to her. And when she saw them, she wept for joy, and said, "He is my little son, whom I lost in the forest. I pray thee, send for him quickly, for in search of him have I wandered over the whole world." So the woodcutter and his wife went out and called to the star child, and said to him, "Go into the house, and there shalt thou find thy mother, who is waiting for thee." So he ran in, filled with wonder and great gladness. But when he saw her, who was waiting there, he laughed scornfully and said, "Why, where is my mother? For I see none here but this vile beggar woman." And the woman answered him, "I am thy mother." "Thou art mad to say so," cried the star child angrily. "I am no son of thine, for thou art a beggar, and ugly, and in rags. Therefore, get thee hence, and let me see thy foul face no more."